Australia's solar industry set to get a big boost of energy. 10 new large solar farms to come on stream. The ventures will be funded with a $350 million grant from Australia's two major renewable energy agencies, ARENA and the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. It's hoped the extra capacity will bring down the price of solar power relative to the booming wind power industry. Ivor Frischknecht is CEO of the Australian Renewable Energy Agency, ARENA, and welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good to be here, James.
So how much solar power will this $350 million deliver?
It's important to think about it in two separate buckets of money. $100 million from ARENA in the form of grants, $250 million from the Clean Energy Finance Corporation in the form of loans. Both of that is very important. We're thinking that that is going to buy on the order of 200 megawatts of solar farms. So to put that into context, we currently have less than that in the whole country. So we're talking large-scale solar. Australia is a leader in rooftop solar, so small scale, but we're really not very far advanced on a global scale when it comes to large scale.
So you're saying this will double our large scale solar?
Correct.
Is large scale solar where we want to be?
Well, large scale solar is a way to generate energy very cheaply.
So it ultimately takes land.
It does take land. However, the impact on the land can be relatively modest. Typically, it's just posts that are driven into the ground directly. There's no concrete pilings or anything like that. And sometimes animals can graze around or underneath the solar panels.
But the shade underneath means the land can't really be used for anything else, doesn't it?
Well, you could. That's mostly correct. That's right. However, I mean, when we're talking about areas of land, Australia has a lot of land, and it doesn't actually take all that much land. If you know, people are quite familiar with the statistic that it takes 1% of Australia's sunny area would more than power all of Australia. In fact, very easily more than power all of Australia.
Indeed. So what will be the process for businesses, established businesses, obviously accessing this capital and putting it to work?
It's going to be a two-round process, and much of the capital will come from the private sector, because remember, there isn't a huge gap between large-scale solar and the cost of it versus being fully commercially viable. So we only exist to help bridge that gap. So much of the capital will come from the private sector. They will put together their own projects. They'll propose them to us for a grant, and we'll effectively run a reverse auction to figure out what is the cheapest grant that we have to, so what is the least amount we have to pay to make these projects happen.
And then the view is, once the plant becomes self-sustainable, you pull out and look for the next contribution?
The goal would be that future plants would happen on their own. So we estimate that by 2020, large-scale solar will be fully competitive with wind energy. So when someone wants to build a new power plant, they'll be automatically thinking about renewables, because renewables are already amongst the cheapest ways of building new power plants, and they'll be thinking solar and wind as opposed to just wind.
And when we talk about large scale solar, in terms of land, how large are we talking? In order to reach the economies of scale that makes it a really worthwhile business thing.
Well, this is the interesting thing about solar. You can actually have pretty good economies of scale at a small size. It's quite modular. They're the same solar panels that go on roofs make up large solar farms. But to give you a sense, Australia's largest solar farm is in Ningen. That's 280 hectares, and that's 100 megawatts.
Okay, interesting. Now, you say that it's great potential for solar plants to have a positive effect on local communities. Is that Ningen example that you're talking about?
Yeah, so the community in Ningen, for example, was very much behind this large-scale solar plant. The community got involved because they're interested in jobs. They're also interested in renewable energy.
Are there jobs?
Yeah, absolutely. So in construction, there are more than 200 jobs for that particular plant.
But not many after.
There's a small handful that continue to run the plant. There aren't many moving parts in these plants, so the operations and maintenance is fairly minimal, but there are still on the order of dozens of jobs that continue into the long term.
Later this morning, you'll be addressing the disruption and the energy industry conference on what we stand to gain by integrating renewables into the grid. What do we stand to gain?
Well, a cheaper and a cleaner form of energy that is going to be just as reliable as the one that we have now. Now, interestingly, it's happening whether or not we want it to. People are going to put solar on their roofs in any case. So there's some forms of renewable energy that will simply happen no matter what. In the case of large-scale solar, it needs a bit of a helping hand to get over those early additional costs to build up the supply chain. So many of the costs for large-scale solar are local.
Now, and Bernie Fraser has resigned as chair of the Abbott government's climate change agency without explanation. Do you think it's related to his rebuke last month of Australia's post-2020 targets?
The Climate Change Authority is a different agency from the Australian Renewable Energy Agency and the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, so I really can't comment on that. I just don't know.
Well, could you comment on this question? Do you think wind farms are ugly?
I have a personal view on that, but large-scale solar is very much complementary with wind farms. So one of the goals of this program is to make them fully competitive with wind farms.
Ivo Frischknecht, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, James.
He's Chief Executive Officer of ARENA.